Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. Joe, back when Joe Biden was the vice president, way back in 2008 when they started, we were telling people about how the Biden crime cartel, the Biden family, way back then, okay, how this guy come across as, well, all of the other senators would say that Joe has never made a right decision, okay? Even Obama.
Even Obama said he had the innate ability to mess anything up.
He said there was nothing. Yeah, nothing Joe couldn't mess up, okay? But now here, again, we told people all along about being owned by the Chinese, and he still is. He's owned stock. He's not on our side. We try to explain to people how the Biden crime cartel is making money off the southern border. There's money coming in. They've got offshore banks, okay? Some of it goes one way, other goes like to Bitcoin and stuff. But the Biden crime family, they're making money hand over fist, and they believe they're above the law, and they're owned by China, too. So we're going to play a little clip by, what was his name again? David Icke. So listen to this, folks.
Is the world we're going into, and this is why they want digital currencies. This is why they want the whole world digital, because then they can basically take out of your bank account whenever they choose. And we've just had now this agreement at the G20, of course, they all agreed, because they wouldn't dare not to, of moving to this so-called vaccine passport and these digital currencies, which suddenly everyone, like the drag queens, has had the same idea. Oh, yeah, we'll go digital and have a digital currency. And it was 1992 that I wrote in a book called The Robots Rebellion, that 1992, that the plan is to get rid of all cash and have a single world currency, which would not be cash. That's exactly where it's gone. And so what happened during the COVID era, the lockdown? And what are these vaccine passports working on? QR codes. And the idea, and it's already coming in, you've got credit card companies, MasterCard is one of them, who is producing cards which, as you use them through the month, are totting up your alleged carbon footprint. And once you get to a certain point of limit of carbon footprint, as they allege they've worked it out, you can't use card anymore. And what is a plan for this so-called vaccine passport, which is designed to be far more than just vaccines, though certainly that, and what's happening in China, is that you have a carbon limit, and beyond that, you can't buy anything anymore. And we're moving along the road towards carbon lockdowns, climate change lockdowns, where they say we've got to lock down because the carbon limit has been passed, etc. So the lockdowns of COVID are a precursor to lockdowns, not just for other pandemics, but lockdowns for climate change. So what you're looking at is...
They might lock us down in the future because we're putting out too much carbon.
Absolutely.
City shuts down, you shut down individually, and we're already conditioned to the lockdown. Now they have a different trigger.
Yeah, but it was actually pointed out during lockdown by these characters. Oh, look, a lot less carbon's being created. You know, and by the way, a study's just come out that shows that the Earth has got 14% greener in terms of vegetation in the last 30 years. Now, why would that be? Well, let's answer it with another question. Why do growers in greenhouses put extra carbon dioxide into the greenhouse? Because it makes the plants grow bigger, stronger, and in greater abundance. So in this period, this industrial period, and this is not denied, the Earth has got greener. More food has been able to be produced. And the lower the carbon dioxide, the less the natural world flourishes. So you've got China as the blueprint. So let's look at this. What has been happening for decades is that Western corporations have been outsourcing their production, even of basic things like antibiotics. It's dominated in terms of production in China, right? They've been outsourcing it to China. So more and more of the global supply chain of all these different goods has been handed to China. And so what have they done? They've given control to China, not in, only increasingly of energy production through wind turbines and solar panels, which are very limited in terms of energy production anyway, while they're destroying fossil fuel production. But they've given the control of the supply chain of basic things to China. And the supply chain has started to break up. And if you look, because one of the things that I've realized over the years is nothing happens for one reason. There's always multiple reasons. So you've got the developing extremes of control in China, which are planned eventually to come westward, that we're seeing now. But locking down hundreds of millions of people means you throw your production into disarray compared with what it was before. So you you give a smack again to the supply chain of goods because you've given China so much control of global production. And I said decades ago that the plan was eventually to bring the West into a global war with the East, Russia and China predominantly. And we're actually seeing that already, because you've got the West now that is openly supporting, funding, and arming Ukraine against Russia. Beat about the bush. The West is at war with Russia through Ukraine. Hello? But then you've got Russia that's being supported by China, not least economically in terms of buying its energy, but also in other ways. And so China's supporting Russia. The West is supporting Ukraine. You're seeing the pieces being moved into place for the very conflict that I've been talking about all these decades that was planned between the West and Russia-China. A conflict which is designed to be won by China. Why? Because China is the blueprint for the global cult. What is Klaus Schwab's, a frontman for the cult, and the World Economic Forum, what is their Great Reset? China is the Great Reset. That's what's coming.
All righty, we are back. And folks, this is exactly what we've been telling you. I mean, over and over now. You will not hear this, and you didn't hear that either, but praise the good Lord for Tucker Carlson. At least he's putting this stuff out too. And those of us that have been doing it for a long, long time, the clips that we play you, I praise the good Lord, Joe, that more and more, there's more and more programs like this coming out. And so praise the good Lord for that. Anyhow, we also have a clip. Craig, it's somewhere along maybe the bottom of the hour. I want to play that clip with Klaus Schwab, where he's telling people they need to euthanize their pets, their dogs and cats, and possibly learn to eat their dogs and cats, folks. I'm not kidding you. This is what the elite, this is the Democratic Party. This is what the Democratic Party is about. It's what it's all about. It's what it's all about, okay?
That is what's going to stop their revolution when people find out they have to get rid of their pets. I think there's a lot of people that their pets are right up there with their children. In many cases, people without children, their pets are more valuable than humans. And I think that is going to be something they do not realize the pushback they're going to get.
Well, you've got these younger people that have been totally brainwashed. You have to understand, people like Klaus Schwab and that, they're more like gods to these people. And it's a form of what they feel it's rebellion, and that they have to sacrifice their pets and people in order to save the planet. I mean, and these young people have been so dumbed down. I mean, so very dumbed down. This is exactly what Proverbs chapter 1 is talking about, the simple-minded. That's exactly who they are. And remember, these people, they're the future leaders. So unless, we have to take We have to get our children out of the public school systems. We got to get them out of there. Got to get them out. Got to get them out. We've been trying to tell people for years and years. There are more and more.
Whoever controls the children controls the future. I want to repeat that. Whoever controls the children controls the future. And right now, it is not the Christians. It is not the conservatives. It's the Antichrist system, the devil himself.
All right. Here's what we will SCOTUS take this on. The four Brunson brothers. Now, remember, we played this clip of these Brunson brothers out here on the Stuart Best program a while back. And let's see. Well, the Brunson brothers are suing Biden, Harris, Pence, and 385 members of Congress for refusing to investigate whether enemies of the Constitution rigged the 2020 presidential election. And so here, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and former Vice President Mike Pence, and 385 members of Congress are being sued for allegedly breaking their oaths of office to failing to investigate evidence that the 2020 presidential election was tampered with by enemies of the Constitution. And this case is currently considered for the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, Joe, this is very unusual because the Supreme Court themselves said, we want to look at this, and they looked at the evidence, and they're going to look into this. Now, here's the thing, Joe. This is on docket 22-380. Now, here you had, let me find the number of congressmen standing before Mike Pence, standing there with stacks and stacks, and your state, your U.S. Senator, Josh Hawley, was amongst them. Right. They had all these congressmen. Yeah, they had all of this there. Let me go on with the article. Will four trumpet-playing brothers bring harmony to the broken 2020 election? When sworn into office, U.S. lawmakers take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. According to the complaint, Brunson versus Alma, and that's, again, I read the docket, the defenders, Biden, Harris, Pence, and members of 385 members of Congress, broke the oath of office by voting against the proposition made by members of Congress to investigate claims that would determine whether enemies of the Constitution successfully rigged the election. The plaintiffs are requesting possible removal of sitting president and vice president of the United States along with members of the United States Congress while deeming them unfit for ever holding office under the federal, state, and county or local governments found within the United States of America. The lawsuit was originally filed by the brothers Loy, Roland, Darren, and Gaynor Brunson on June 21, 2021 in the Utah Second District Court by Loy Brunson, filed a similar lawsuit on March 23, 2021 in the Utah Federal Court. Now, U.S. attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the Brunson lawsuit on February 2, 2022. Judge Jill Parrish granted the motion to dismiss and ruled the defendants have sovereignty immunity, which she claimed protects them from aiding the enemies of the Constitution while acting in the capacity of their office. State and federal judges have previously dismissed more than 50 previous lawsuits waged by President Donald Trump campaign challenging the election outcome, but the Brunson brothers are pushing on with their case. The Brunsons are now appealing the case to the Supreme Court on November 30th. The nine justices set a date to examine the complaint. The Supreme Court has slated to convene on January 6th to examine the complaint and vote on whether to move forward to hearing during that which would officially adjudicate whether the defendants should be removed from office. Now, if we only had... Huh?
There's something to pray for.
Yeah, if we only had a legitimate court, if they would only say, here's this Constitution, we took an oath to this Constitution, Let's actually do our job. Now, the Brunsons contend the defendants not only failed to investigate whether the election was rigged and charged of election fraud leveled by 100 members of Congress, but voted against conducting the investigation. Now, let me say that again. The Brunsons contend that defendants not only failed to investigate whether the election was rigged, and charges of election fraud leveled by 100 members of Congress, but they voted against conducting an investigation. How can you support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Answer, you investigate. The Brunsons state on their website, if there were claims that there is a threat, even if you don't believe there is a threat, you investigate. How else can you determine if there is a threat unless you investigate? You can't. Where the claims of the threat is to the Constitution. Yes, where did these serious claims come from? 100 members of Congress. What was the threat? That there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the 2020 election. Is the lawsuit? Is it about a rigged election? No. It's about the number of Congress who voted against the investigation, thereby thwarting the investigation, was the clear violation of their oath of office. So, folks, there you go. Now, if the court actually does their job, you know, pray that we have a court that would actually do their job out there, because America has gotten so, she's been reduced down. There's so much corruption. I mean, just so much corruption. People have just been, they've sold their souls. So little integrity, so little honesty. We don't have a Justice Department. We don't. I tell them, Joe, how many times I called over there and talked to some of the lawyers and asked them if they knew of any, what, there's like 1,700 or something like that, lawyers there. They said they couldn't find one Christian amongst them. What does that tell you? This nation was founded as a Christian nation. The Justice Department has become totally corrupted. The FBI, you know, all the good people are jumping ship out of the FBI. But right now I hear there may be as many as 100, Joe, as 100 FBI agents willing to blow the whistle on the corruption there.
Especially with this new news out, you know, with Elon Musk's Twitter feed, he's letting everything out, that Twitter is still full of FBI, former FBI, CIA agents, and a couple of one or two British, what is it, MI6? Whatever, that, if I can't remember. But they're busy, according now to Survive the News, they are busy trying to scrub their different accounts, their LinkedIn accounts. And, of course, people taking pictures. There are, according to LinkedIn, there are over 14 former FBI CIA agents currently still employed by Twitter. I don't think Elon Musk has been able to get to the bottom, because they've been cleansing all their other accounts that they have, you know, hiding their identity. And it's out now, the names of a lot of these people. Some we only have a first name. A lot of them, they have their full name, but they've all been FBI special agents, and now they're involved in everything from corporate resilience to technical programming. They've all been given some title, and you wonder what's gone wrong. All these people, and they think there's a lot more that they haven't been able to find yet. So this is all still going on. In fact, remember back, we did this in June, Twitter was hiring former FBI CIA agents for their security, and we did the story how Dawn Barton was poached, her job was, she was taken from the FBI to be director there at Lockheed. And it went down, we had a list of different things where people were going to Twitter, were going to other groups. It seemed like you spend a few years in the FBI, it's a stepping stone to get into big tech, to get into big business. And it apparently is training grounds for the deep state.
Well, it is. And I've noticed something too, Joe. A number of these people that before I noticed like that Schweitzer fella, what was it, a former, he was for, in the early days of President Trump, or no, going back to Bush, I believe it was, a number of these people in the media decided, well, there was no, we didn't see any fraud, we didn't see election fraud. All of a sudden, now they're changing their tune. Now the very same people are saying, you know, there needs to be a Supreme Court investigation because of all of these FBI whistleblowers that are coming out. And what we knew, now, Joe, look, if we knew that, and they were in position, and they have a lot of the very same sources that we did, if they knew that then, Joe, then, right, we brought it out, but it wasn't, it looked like the deep state was going to win, so you go with the flow, and that's exactly what we have. That to me is so pathetic, and we're going to see.
You wasn't paid for whore, but listen to this. One of the big things I find real interesting, one of the last Twitter dumps, just days before Donald Trump was permanently banned from Twitter, First Lady Michelle Obama and others demanded that Twitter permanently remove him. In this fourth batch of documents, what she said was, now is the time for Silicon Valley companies to stop enabling this monstrous behavior and go even further than they have already by permanently banning this man from their platforms and putting in place policies to prevent their technologies from being used by the nation's leaders to fuel insurrection. Michelle Obama.
Here's the thing. Look, Barack Obama knows that Michelle, that she wasn't holding public office, so she can say that without being charged. For him to say that, that's a total violation of the First Amendment, okay? Total violation of President, the real President, Donald Trump's First Amendment rights. And so, look, they banned me from Twitter, right? We got thrown off of, I never went on Facebook. Every single day I could, tens and tens of people Facebooking me. I don't go on there because I know, you know, they monitor everything you do. But do you have a, you have, and they knocked me off YouTube. I had my sermons up on YouTube. They knocked me off. Now I'm on a different bunch of other things now. But anyhow, that's a violation of your First Amendment rights. All this stuff is coming out, okay? But you see, the politicians, a private company can do that. But if they're doing it under the orders of the FBI or the president, then that is a federal crime. So,
well, it's going to be, that's why all these people that work for the CIA, FBI, there's supposed to be non-disclosure clauses and things about information, but they quit the one job, they quit, and then they join, and it puts them in a different position. But what I found was interesting, too, on the Twitter feeds that anywhere from 2018 through 2022, 96%, 98%, 99% of their staff's political donations went to Democrats. You know, I mean, it's a wholly owned subsidiary, and now we see that really, the more I think about it, the deep state is a training ground for people to go into the, technology fields, to go into big business, big tech, and spreading the deep state, in other words, consolidating the power, and they're using government as a stepping stone to wealth, power, and building the resurrection the real resurrection that's going on, the communist revolution in America.
Today, the Biden crime cartel had a very big day. I'm looking here at busload after busload after busloads of illegal aliens being brought to the border and with a Mexican police guard.
Yeah, by buses. They had a guard, but the Mexican buses were bringing the thousands in, and like you said, a police escort. That how creepy can you get, folks? It's getting worse by the day, and yet our borders are totally secure, folks. When are the American people going to realize they're being totally lied to, totally deceived by the most corrupt government we've ever had?
Well, you see, now remember, they're trainers, they're programmers, NBC, ABC, CBS. Remember, Leslie Stahl says, our job is to tell you what to think and why you think it, right? So they're telling them, then here's our narrative. Our narrative is that our border is secure. Forget, you know, don't pay any attention to your lying eyes. You're watching all these people sneak over thousands, in fact, a few million in the last few years. Don't pay attention to your lying eyes. Believe what we're telling you, okay? And so that's exactly the message. And the young and dumb, the young and the dumb, they do. They believe it, okay? And so here, Fox News reporter Bill McGlow released video of 20 Mexican buses transporting illegal aliens to the U.S. border in Juarez while they are where they're dropped off. Bill, I guess it's Malugin? Malugin, yeah, reported. How did the caravan get there? It was bussed in and took a video of our team and shot in Ciudad Juarez watching as 20 of these migrant buses received a Mexican police escort and were bussed versus into Juarez. And they were all dropped off at local shelters and NGOs. So now amongst these, see, Biden needs, when he gives the word, when the Biden crime family gives the word, they'll attack, they'll start attacking our power stations. Have you noticed there's been an increase of our power stations coming under attack? And
I've got those stories. We've had several of them. They're testing grounds, and they've been done with weapons that are readily available.
And so these terrorists that Biden is bringing into the country, when they'll start giving offers, they'll start giving ultimatums, maybe they'll blow up a couple power stations, and they'll say, you're either going to pay this ransom or pay this thing here, or we're going to do this. And, of course, the Biden White House will say, we have to give in to their demands. We can't afford. Just like what they're doing right now. We've told you before, folks. Milley and Austin are weakening our military. They're weakening more and more every day, making it right now, our military is the weakest that it's ever been. And when that time comes, when China says, all right, we're going to, you know, invade or whatever, and folks, I'm telling you this, we're going to be told we didn't have a choice. In all of the scenarios that they've had with these war games and that, the United States loses in every combat effect with China, okay? And so, folks, they're going to say, we can't win a war with China. We'll have to make an agreement of some kind. Get the best deal we can, but we're going to have to surrender our sovereignty to China. This is what they're doing. The Biden crime cartel is working. They're not on our side. And just remind if that happens, when things happen, remind those that had a Biden sign in your yard, say, you know, you're responsible for this. You know, you are responsible for this. And so, Craig, do you have, by chance, that clip with Klaus Schwab telling people they should eat their dogs?
Yep.
Why don't you get that up, and we're going to go to the break, and when we come back from the break, play that clip, okay? Welcome to God's world. Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the
till the end of time.
find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life. Sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why did he die?
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified.
The WEF, which has ordered mainstream media outlets to begin pushing the narrative, wants to introduce an international policy that would require the majority of pet owners to euthanize their animals. CNN, always at the forefront in pushing the globalist agenda, has begun urging its viewers to starve their pets to death in an effort to combat climate change. CNN published an article on their website recently entitled, "Our pets are part of the climate problem. These tips can help you minimize their carbon paw prints." In the article, the liberal sadists at CNN argue that the meat-heavy diet of many household pets is causing planet-warming gases to be released into the atmosphere. Responsible pet owners should trade in their best friend for a turtle for the planet. Snakes, turtles, and reptiles can have a really low impact, CNN suggests. Your kitty cat and pooch, CNN explains, are going to have to eat bugs just like you, assuming Klaus Schwab allows you to keep them at all in the future. Bloomberg, another mouthpiece for the global elite, jumped onto the bandwagon at the same time, urging pet owners to let their pets die to fight inflation. Hollywood celebrity Emma Thompson has gone even further, telling pet owners to eat their own pets to survive the so-called climate crisis. The proposed policy was met with outrage by animal rights groups and pet owners who argue that it's unethical and unnecessary. Many are also concerned about the lack of consultation with pet owners before such a drastic decision was made. Despite the backlash, the WEF maintains that this measure is necessary, as it believes that reducing the number of pets around the world will help reduce global warming and other environmental issues caused by overpopulation. It also claims that the policy will help reduce animal cruelty, as it will ensure that no pet is subjected to neglect or mistreatment. The WEF has also come under fire for its lack of transparency in how this initiative was proposed and developed. The organisation has yet to provide any evidence that suggests euthanising pets will have a positive impact on the environment or combat animal cruelty. However, if you've been paying attention to the WEF's policies in recent times, you'll realise that this is not really about saving the world. WEF policies all have one thing in common. They dehumanize, degrade, and mock us.
All righty, we're back. And that's the reality, folks. Let me tell you something. There's this power thing. And being able to do things to be cruel, to torture animals and to torture kids, that is a part of the real mindset of the global elite. Again, that's the reality of what these people do. And they think that they're above the law, that they should be able to do whatever they want. This is right from the pit of hell. This is right from the pit of hell. This is Satanism. Satan is their God. Satan is their God as sure as the sun rises in the morning. Satan is Joe Biden's God. Satan is Hillary Clinton's God. Folks, that's the reality. Klaus Schwab, George Soros, that's reality. That is reality. And so when we get through the end of this message that I'll be preaching this week, we're going to see why we have victory over them. All right, I would imagine the callers are lining up by now.
The usual.
Okay, I guess probably the first caller is our co-host, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to be brief.
Alrighty. Okay.
There's an article on LifeSite News about the food issue and what's really behind it that's very interesting. But I'd recommend click at the bottom of the article, and they'll read it to you in an AI voice. It is pretty long. So
we're going to do that tomorrow night on that food thing.
Yeah, it's very long. And then also the other two articles of note was three of the journalists, including one very prominent one at Qatar covering the soccer, died over the weekend, suddenly dropped dead. One of them, they looked at his tweets, and he did get the booster and said, oh, this will, you got to get this. It'll keep you from going to the hospital. And his wife put on Twitter that she's shocked he was healthy. And then the third article was about this guy Zelensky and his attacks on the Orthodox Church, including roughhousing monks and nuns. So this is the Time Magazine Man of the Year. And the third thing was there was a picture of the Christmas tree in the White House, and it has the goat on it, Baphomet, which...
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. And again, I told you, Satan is Joe Biden's God. Satan is Joe... I saw that. It had that the sign of Satan there, the Baphomet, on it.
Yeah, yeah. Just one quick verse would be Revelation chapter 6. It says the pale horse. It says death and hell in the same verse. I wonder if you see anything with that. That's never, never been clear to me, this whole Revelation. But it does have a verse where it says death and hell from the pale rider in Revelation chapter 6.
Okay, let me see.
Chapter what?
6.
Six, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, cell, hell was a separate horse than death, okay? As far as I can see that there. excuse me. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name was death. So, and hell followed with him. And the power there was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill the sword with him. Yeah, those are two separate. Oh, boy. Anyhow, does that answer your question?
They're riding the horse? They're riding the horse, and not the horse itself. They're riders of the horse.
Yeah, the horses have riders, but the horses are described here. All of there was a red horse. If you look at the red horse, and then you had the horses here. First is the seals are broken. All the horses represent God's judgment of the people, of their sin and their rebellion. So here, God is directing, if you will, in human history using his enemies to accomplish his purpose. If you read through this thing here too, the four horses are what is referred to here in scripture as a foretaste of the final judgments yet to come. So here, the imagery of the horses also, where do you find that? There's one other book you find these horses, and that's where it's Zechariah.
Okay.
And so, the white horse, here's the one. A lot of people mistake this for the Lord Jesus Christ because of Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And it says, and I saw a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That's not the Lord Jesus. This is Satan, okay? And so here...
That's the false Messiah.
Yeah, that's the false Messiah.
Going forth and conquering.
And this is where people get this confused. I've heard people preaching about that, and so here. And then when he went on to say, and then I opened the second seal. I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse, which was red. The power was given him that set on him thereon to kill, and to take thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Remember, the first 3.5 years is the tribulation, Satan's wrath upon the world. And then the last three and a half is God's wrath upon Satan and all of the world, okay, and all of his armies. So that's what you're seeing there. So these horsemen here, the pale horse and the death and hell followed after him.
Hell follows death because they were battling. There weren't the believers there.
Yep.
The church has been raptured, so those that are dying are not faithful.
See, the hell is a separation from God, where we're totally separated from God, and also, you know, death. So going into hell, hell is actually a state of being. It's not what people think. Now, the lake of fire is a physical place. It's a physical place. Hell is literal. It's literal, but it's a state of torment. It's a place of torment, okay? And so it's not the same thing. So death and hell are together, but they're, here you have two separate, one follows the other. And that's the way that's put out anyhow. Anyhow, got to move on. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Merry Christmas. Who do we have next?
We got Abe.
Abe, you're in the air. Hey, Abe? Are you there, Abe?
April.
April?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Thank God. First, I want to give hats off to you and everybody that works with you, sir. You have a fantastic crown on Academy Award Day at the Lamb's Supper. God ain't throwing out them crowns just before people repent and pew sit in the church and never share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you guys, hats off. You have a crown that's got jewels. Oh, yes, you do. I want to give that to you. Because nobody ever talks about them four crowns. And people seem to think, when they get saved, they're going to get robes and crowns and mansions. No, the Lord ain't just throwing it out there. Like, you got to earn those crowns. And you and your crew have truly earned it.
Well, I want to thank you very much for those kind words. And
yes.
And so,
one more thing about concerning the trip.
Yeah.
The mid-trip. I used to believe in pre-trib years ago until I sat underneath a prophetic teacher years ago. That's what his calling. And everything that's happening now is right on point. What are you saying? The church has to go through persecution, which a lot of the churches are not dressing. And then you have these big mega churches. They're diverting from repentance and sin. They're flowering it up now. They're using craftiness in their to come across their congregations now. They're moving it around, moving the word of God around. I'm seeing that.
Well, you know what? I don't have time to go into that, but I'm gonna preach a message sometime in the near future on that, and we'll really clarify that. We'll really clarify that. But I have to move on. So thank you, and you have a blessed Christmas. Who do we have next?
George in Portland.
Hey, George. George in Portland. You're in the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, there we are. Okay. Well, you talked about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The thing is that apparently there are like four. The people are facing, or going to be facing, four giant mercenary armies. They're going to be used by Klaus Schwab and the New World Order fascist to enforce their will. And of course, number one, it's Blackwater. Blackwater. As of 10 years ago, they had 7 million men in that army. So now it is, from my sources, is going on 10 million. So that's one mercenary army. Number two, the United Nations has an army. It does not swear allegiance to any nation, state, or flag. That is an army that's at least 600,000. Then number three, there is what we think of it as NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which has been built up to about somewhere between 350,000 and 400,000 troops. Okay. Number four, the gigantic Chinese Communist Party Army, the Red Guards, at least 37 million men. And, of course, these are these serve fascist totalitarian dictators in that location, that is, which is called China and thereabouts. But those are the four giant mercenary armies that the free peoples of the world are going to be facing.
Well, there's going to be, of course, the Battle of Armageddon. You know that's going to take place. And what's going to happen, though, too, is if you just remember, read Revelation 19 and then go back where the Lord has some, has an army, too. And there's also four categories of the saints. And those four categories of the saints will be returning back to the earth. And then they're going to make very short work of the world's armies.
Yeah.
But we're out of time. So listen, have a blessed Christmas, you. And okay, we got one fast call. How much time do I have?
You're like 7 minutes.
Okay, well, let's go with Joan. Joan, you're in there.
Yeah, hi, Pastor. Do you think that microchipping of our dogs and cats is going to be a way of the government to control and maybe euthanize them?
Well, they've been microchipping them for quite a while, and I wouldn't doubt that it might be a possibility. But yeah. The idea, you see, look, if they could get you to kill your pets, because pets, many are like family members, that means they have got total control. The idea is nothing to do with carbon. The idea is to get you to obey. And one of the things that they do when they have training in these terrorist organizations, for people to become a member, they will actually take one of your pets and make you kill that pet in front of them, okay? And that's part of your initiation into these terrorist organizations. So,
yeah, it's horrifying.
Well, it is, but it's right from the pit of hell. That's right from the pit of hell. So this is about control. And again, you know, when I look at it and I'm watching some of these young people, you know, like in Europe, they're going in and they're throwing paint and destroying artwork and this and that. And these young people that have been so dumbed down by people that are speaking to them where it comes to this global warming thing, and they have become, you know, we've seen the behavior of some of these young people in these college campuses where they're totally, completely under the influence of their controllers. Mm-hmm. And so that's, again, like I said, that's a part of the, that's what ISIS did. Part of what ISIS would do would make you kill either one of your own pets or someone close to you as initiation. Mm-hmm. But, well, listen, you have a very Merry Christmas because we're out of time. I have to go.
You too, Pastor. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, Joe, this is the time, again, the most important time of this program, folks. Again, everything we're talking about one day tonight, you know, will be gone. Even the scripture that we read will be fulfilled, and that'll be. But the only thing that will stand forever, okay, is, well, every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of God. And we're at this point again. Things are happening very rapidly. Everything you're seeing, none of these things happening by accident. We are seeing the Antichrist system taking place now. It's there. We're here. We're living this. You say, well, how can people be so evil? How could women today be getting pregnant and carrying their babies to full term and then taking them to the University of Pittsburgh and handed them over to be dissected? How could they do this? How could they be so wicked? How could we allow such a thing in this country? The evil. How could we have organizations so very evil, like Planned Parenthood, where they're evil to the core? How could we have an Antichrist pedophile as the president of the country? America, okay, once the greatest nation on earth, okay, today has become, she's cut, she's hurt, she's bleeding. But God in his mercy, he has given us, those of us, he's kept a remnant. And we're still here. And the reason I think he's allowing us to be here is because he's in. When the last person, when the very last person on this earth that is going to be saved gets saved, that's when the rapture will take place. And that's right after that, the start of the tribulation period. You can count on that now. And so, and that's why we're here tonight to tell you, it's not a complicated thing. It's not. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And it wasn't his desire that any would come short. God is very merciful. And you know, people say, well, Lord, what are you waiting for, Lord? What are you waiting for? Can't you see? Well, of course God can see. But he's in his mercy, he's given more and more people time to repent and make it to heaven. And if you're out there listening, and I'm hoping if you have not received Christ as your Savior, if you have not, I'm going to tell you, you really need to do that as soon as possible, because you may run out of tomorrows tonight. That's going to happen all over this world. People are going to run out of tomorrows. It's not a hard thing to do, is it, Joe? One, the first thing you have to do, Joe, what, is repent, right?
Repent from the heart.
Right.
It must be heartfelt.
Jesus say, pray to the Father in his name, ask forgiveness of your sins, and then you have to ask the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that took your place on that cross, right?
Right.
And ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. He said what? You have to put him first before everything and everyone, right?
Always. He wants to be first in our life.
Well, when he died on that cross, didn't he put us first before himself?
Exactly. He put us first.
He did for us what we could never do for ourselves, right?
Exactly. That's why he wants to be Lord of our life. We are to become his children, and being children, we are to what? Obey your parents.
That's right. So once we've done that, we become new creatures, born-again believers, and heirs of the kingdom. Okay, and when that happens, we're on the road to eternal life. We're on the road. It's just a matter of when we leave this life,
right,
we go into eternity, huh?
It's just a matter of time, and God is the one in charge of time.
So, folks, that's the whole long and short of it. So we are out of time for tonight. I want to wish all of you out there a very, very Merry Christmas. And keep your eyes on the prize and think about the good Lord. And so,
just remember that without the birth of Christ, there could be no death, no cross.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.